Now, I'd love to hear about the school trip. Tell me about that sheep, anyway. Did you cut the hair off it? Cut the wool off it?
No.
So how did you find the wool of the sheep?
The other day in the morning, the farmer cut off all the fur, and I think today he finished it off, and I think that blew away from the wind. Because Shifra said do you think they smell fresh?
It does smell. I mean the sheep's wool smells like sheep's wool, like a.
Do you think it smells fresh?
I do. I think it was probably cut off yesterday.
What about today?
Oh, maybe it came off today then.
Maybe he finished his work today, early in the morning.
Did you see him shearing sheep?
No.
Have you ever seen a farmer taking wool off a sheep in real life?
Well, I know that he ties the legs together, then cuts it off.
Does he hang the sheep upside down when he's doing it?
I'm not sure.
No. But did you see any sheep today anyway, with wool on?
Yep. No.
No?
And they were all trimmed.
They were what? All,
they're all
trimmed.
Trimmed.
Somebody robbed their wool? Took it away?
Not robbed.
Well, I wonder if they
really like this white wool.
And tell me, what else did you see? Did you get the chance to pull a rabbit's ear? Did you get to cuddle a dormouse?
No.
How about a hamster?
I got to hold a hamster. No, I didn't actually. I got to hold a guinea pig.
You got to hold a guinea pig?
Yeah.
In your hands?
Yeah.
Did he run up your hands?
Oh, no.
Down your neck?
No.
No?
Oh, and I got to hold on that like little kittens. Got to hold kittens.
Oh, were they old or
no,
tiny?
Tiny.
How
tiny,
many?
Like the smallest things that you, smallest cat, kittens that you would ever see.
And how many did you get to hold?
Like all of them.
How many are there about? About how many?
About 20.
What? How heavy were they? Well, they must have been.
They were so light.
Could you have blown them away?
Like a feather.
Could you have blown them away
no.
like a feather?
No.
They weren't that light.
No.
But if you blew really hard, would they have blown away?
No.
Oh, I see.
I
wonder.
They're so cute.
And were they black?
No, all different colours.
All right, which one did you like best?
My favourite was the black and white. The light orange and the dark orange.
Oh, right.
That's my favourite.
Are they called tabby? Or marmalade?
I think they might be called tabby.
And tell me, did you bring one home? Did
no.
you sneak? Did you sneak one? Come on. Did you not?
No.
Oh.
Mom's allergic to cats. And that cat will grow and grow and grow. And those kittens will grow and grow and grow into a cat.
And then they'll be too big.
Yeah.
Different. Okay, good. Well, good thinking. Good thinking.
And then I would have to like let it go, be a stray cat.
Well, you couldn't get rid of your mother.
No.
You couldn't keep the cat and get rid of your mother. So what else did you see? Any other animals?
Well, I saw horses, but I can't believe it. They didn't let me rub him.
They wouldn't let you rub the horse.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us rub the horses. They always said that beware, horses can bite. But horses can hardly ever bite.
Well, how would you know?
They're harmless creatures.
How would you know if a horse was going to bite you? What would tell you? What would be the signal?
Its ears. Well, when its ears are flat down by his mane, he's angry. And when horses, when his ears are sticking up, it means they're very happy and would love to play with you.
All right. How do you know this? Did you read it in a book?
Dad.
Yeah?
I go to horse riding lessons. How would you think I know it?
Maybe when you're riding the horse puts its ears up. And you watch the ears when you're riding. Is that what you do when you're riding?
No. Even if the ears are straight down on the mane, it still doesn't matter. You keep on riding. Doesn't matter what the ears are like when you're riding.
So was there only one horse there today? One horse that you could actually have petted if they let you? Or were there lots of horses? Any Connemara ponies? Little short ones with stubby legs? Any of those kind?
Connemara. Are they the ones that are really tiny and they can only grow up to a little length?
Yes. Any of those?
Well, there was a skewbald.
A skewbald?
Yeah.
What's a skewbald? Heard of a piebald?
There's piebald and skewbald.
And what colour is skewbald?
Skewbald is a white pony, kind of a grey pony, with like light brown on spots, and a piebald is one on that's all grey and has black spots.
See, it's easy when you know the answer. See, I did not know. I never heard of a skewbald pony in my life. Was there a Shetland pony there?
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, only one Shetland.
But you know Shetlands are like Connemaras.
I know.
They're short little things.
Yeah. Some people in my class thought that they had one Connemara, and one of the people in my class, all the people except me in my class, thought that what's it called again? Connemara. What was a Shetland? They thought that was a Shetland, but it wasn't. It was Connemara. And I said, I said, no, it's not a Shetland. It's a Connemara.
Oh, right. And did anybody tell you were right?
No, not very.
Right. And tell me, did anybody think it was a big dog?
No.
Because, you know, it might be a small horse, but it could be a big dog, couldn't it?
Dad.
Yeah?
Would you think an orange horse with long hair, with bits of hair going to your right across its face, that's orange, and orange mane, orange tail, and then that has horseshoes. And what would you think that would be a dog? A huge dog?
Well, since you put it that way, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, did you get ice cream?
No.
Did they give you jelly?
No.
Did you have anything nice while you were there? What was your favourite food that I gave you this morning?
The
favourite one of all?
The Smarty Jellies.
Which one? The Smarties or the Jellies?
The Smarties.
The Smarties.
I said that the Smarty Jellies, because they weren't really Smarties because they didn't have chocolate. They were same old Smarties on above, but within the inside there was jellies.
Oh, right. And were the sandwiches any good?
I was too full.
Did you eat anything?
Yes.
Did you just eat a tiny little bit?
Well, I had some things. Not much of my apple.
Did you eat the orange?
Yeah.
And what did you think of that drink? That orange.
Loved it.
Was it?
Do you have any more?
No. But we're going for a swimming lesson now, so...
I love it. Dad, look. You can see how much I loved it.
You didn't leave any for me.
Only like a tiny drop.
Hey, so what was the weather like in Kerry? Come on, what was the weather like in Kerry? Come on, tell me. Did you see any?
Good, and but when it started raining.
Did it?
When we started playing.
And you know in the pony story, like when we were in Kerry, there were monsters.
Yeah.
Well, did you see any monsters in Kerry?
No.
None at all today?
No.
Did you see the lakes of Killarney?
No.
Did you see the mountains of Killarney?
No.
Did you see anything at all?
Yeah. I saw Smith's Toy Superstores on the way.
Oh. I don't suppose you wanted to go in there anyway.
Did.
Not much good, really.
Yes.
Okay. That finishes the report. Is there anything you want to add? What was the bus driver like? Did the bus driver drive the bus carefully?
Poo.
Pardon?
Poo.
I know you wouldn't care about whether the bus was, or the coach was driven carefully or not. Because you think all coach drivers are the same, don't you?
Yep.
Do you know some are better than others? Yep. Some drive coaches better than others?
Yep.
And did you have a good one?
Yep.
Okay. End of audio book.
Yep.
Bye-bye.